Wendy's Big Show, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf, the only show where you can talk about that 34-20 win over the Falcons with the two former Packers at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan, with any thoughts, comments, questions, or concerns you have about your football team on this Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. We'll talk with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, coming up at 4:48. Later this hour, we'll hear from interim head coach Joe Philbin. About 3:48 is what we're planning on for that. GE, let's get right back out to those phones, man.
Let's go out to my guy, Mark in Sturtevant. Mark, you up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mark, you see anything different this weekend?
Mark.
Yes, that's you.
Twin Lakes.
Yeah, says mm-hmm. Mark. Is this Mark?
Yes, my name is Sturtevant. I'm not in Sturtevant.
The location says Sturtevant.
Well, I just went into Twin Lakes, part of Muskego Warriors.
Yeah, Muskego Warriors. Yeah, state champions, bro. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right, buddy. That's right, Gary. I've talked to you and Leroy before. I blew up your phones maybe this weekend. I'm sorry about that.
You blew them up. You got my phone number?
I gave it to you. I was just doing the Facebook page, man.
Oh, okay.
No, I gave you Gary's number.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You send it to me, Leroy.
Yeah,
no,
I'll take care of it.
I have to tell you, my wife was in love with you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm in love with him too, Mark.
I am too, man.
Yeah.
I want Leroy Butler in the Hall of Fame. Gary Ellerton, the radio announcer of the year.
Yeah, I like that too.
Big Show.
Give me a pay raise.
I'll tell you what, the big Dave single combo, $5 on the app right now. I want to say one more thing if you guys cut me off here. I think I heard Mike McCarthy had a brain problem, and that's why he was let go as a coach. And I think that whoever hires him is going to have to pay and get Mike McCarthy, and he's going to be a big brain part. No, I don't know. And they said Aaron Rodgers has coached the team. Okay, the defensive side, we have that guy from Cleveland. Now, Mike McCarthy might go to Cleveland. I don't know what he's going to do over there. Probably just take a bunch of their money. But he has family ties in Green Bay. Gary.
Yeah, man.
I talked to you a couple times, man.
Yeah? What you say to me?
I'm moving around, but I'm back to Twin Lakes.
Oh, yeah? What you say to me when you talk to me? What you say?
I was in Milwaukee. I told you I was a Muskego Warrior.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had John Matusak broke my collarbone when I was a kid.
What you doing hanging out with John Matusak?
He broke my collarbone at Oak Creek at a bar, man. By Leroy's house over there. Leroy.
Oh, yeah?
Don't tell him where I live at, man.
Oh, man, I know.
Sparky live over there,
Sparky
too.
Sparky live in Oak Creek.
Cody on the morning show.
How did he break your collarbone?
He smashed me with his forearm on my shoulder.
He was probably there talking trash, selling wolf tickets. Were you in there selling wolf tickets, being mean?
Hey, he was 6'8" and 300 pounds of muscle. I'm 6'4", 250.
Oh, you're still a big guy, Mark.
Yeah,
you're
Mark.
A big guy.
Defend yourself, Mark.
Yeah, but he was older than me, dude.
Were you running your mouth? What happened?
You know he was selling wolf tickets.
Yeah, I said, you can't put no whooping on me, Matusak.
Oh, well, you got your medicine.
So you challenged him.
You're that dude.
Like Rami said, don't go in the street.
He was doing steroids, man.
Well, let me ask you this. How many beers had you had when you said that to John?
I had a whole bunch of Jack Daniels in me, man.
Ooh. Oh, that's Steve's dress. Steve, that used to be you, right? Used to be.
Yeah.
He don't want to fight nobody. Really, Steve just go to sleep.
No,
I wouldn't fight this dude.
Shoot, Steve used to be.
Do you know who John Matusak is? Do you know who that is, Leroy?
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know why y'all want to fight.
Sparky just showed me a picture of that dude. Why would you step to that guy? Well, the Jack Daniels answered that question.
Right.
Yeah.
Liquid courage.
Lyle Elzado's running mate.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Not as crazy as Elzado, but.
Yeah. Close.
No, did you guys see any things I sent to you?
No, what you sent to us, boss?
He just told you. He put a bunch of stuff on Facebook.
Because I love my black people.
Wait, hold on.
We are black.
Hey, man, I love this guy.
What is happening on the phone today?
What's going on, Mark? I love
it. Hey, I'll give you my
what's wrong with Sandy like black people?
Antetokounmpo.
Who?
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Okay, bye, Mike.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Mark, yeah.
Hey, man, who's screening these calls?
Horvat.
Hey, man, can you make that a cut?
I love my black people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pure Horvat.
Rami. Who you think I did? Room it. Rami.
Get that out of
everybody,
drop.
Who you think love that call?
You.
I love it. I love me some white and black jokes. I love them. Keep them coming.
Do that. Are we going to take another call?
No, man. I need a break after that. I wish I could have a beer after that. I wish I could have a beer after that.
Hey, you know what? 20% off right now, Rummy, on any one item at Northern Brewer. That's what you get off the win. Yeah,
really?
You go to Northern Brewer today, 20% off any one item. Today, because of a Green Bay Packer win.
Give me a growler.
People didn't forget it. Huh?
Give me a growler.
Growler. Jethro. Yep. Bodine with the growler. Yes, sir. Go check my good friends out at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 Greenfield Avenue. Today, guys, today only, 20% off any one item. It's a place, guys, where you go and you can brew your own beer. They show you how to brew your own beer. The brew kitchen is right there on premises. My good friends will show you. The brewing classes are free every Saturday. Go check them out today. Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 in Greenfield Ave.
Hey, man, this is John Matusek. He was a pretty accomplished actor, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he was in all kinds of stuff. Yes. MASH, Trapper John, MD,
he did a lot, Steve.
Dukes of Hazzard, Silver Spoons, The Fall Guy, Benson, The Goonies, Stir Crazy.
Yeah, The Goonies.
Dude, this is like my whole childhood that you're in the movies.
The A-Team.
Yeah. Shut your face.
Amen. Miami Vice. I'm just reading the ones that I actually know myself.
Yeah.
Perfect Strangers.
Oh. Cousin Balky?
34
man.
34 credits. He was Cobra in that TV
show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
But, yeah, 34
Yeah,
he was
accomplished, man.
And he was in Oak Creek fighting Mark.
Yeah. No, he's from Oak Creek.
I like that the dude says he was on steroids. So you knew he was on steroids.
That's that liquid courage.
And stepped to him and said, you ain't going to do nothing to
that
me.
Jack Daniels. I thought when y'all get drunk,
please
you
drink
just
responsibly,
go to sleep.
Folks.
I didn't think y'all fight people.
Please drink responsibly.
Is that what I mean?
Before you call the Wendy's Big Show. Or don't. You make for entertaining phone calls when you don't. 414-799-1250.
Sweet taters on
you can
there
tweet
too.
Us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Packers the day after a 34-20 win over the Atlanta Falcons. It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. Get in right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
Ninth play of the drive for Green Bay. Rodgers looking far side. Going far side. Adams, did he get in? Touchdown!
That highlight courtesy of the NFL on Fox. This is the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. The only show where you can talk about that 34-20 win over the Falcons at Lambeau Field yesterday with two former Packers, Gary, Leroy, Sparky, here to take your calls at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. We'll hear what interim head coach Joe Philbin had to say after his first win as the Packers head coach. That's coming up at 3:48 right now. More from you guys at 414-799-1250.
Let's get out to CJ and Franklin. CJ up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. CJ, how you saw the game on Sunday, man?
Hey, guys, a couple comments.
Yeah.
Come on. Pleasure to talk to you, 36 and 41.
Yeah.
The best show. It's the best coverage.
It's the best show. It's a big show.
No doubt.
Yes.
You know, every Labor Day, I look at one group on the roster after training camp. I look at the defensive backs. And the gold standard's always been 21, 33, 41, 36.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And, you know, that'll give me a pretty good gauge on what to expect. And obviously,
right.
We drafted two defensive backs, and we had a lot of numbers out there yesterday just to kind of get your thoughts on that group. Josh Jones pretty much playing a linebacker position. But what I'm trying to say is with all the arm talent and the way the flags are thrown, how do those guys keep it together, Leroy? I can't imagine.
Well, Leroy's not here right now, but Gary Olson can answer that question for you. How they can keep it together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just hold on tight. He may just walk in any time now. Steve, y'all, Horvat, you want to? Hey, intern, go get Leroy out of the conference room.
He's down in the break room getting some free coffee.
You can tell me too,
yeah, but I want Leroy to go get that intern right there. Tell him to go get Leroy out of the conference room down there.
I can grab him. One second.
Yeah, go grab my. Now I try to stall as long as I can. Who is this?
You put him on the phone. What do you mean, who is this?
I'm stalling, dude.
You're ridiculous.
CJ.
Yes.
Yeah, so But I do think it's very difficult to play DB in today's game right now. But let me just tell you this, and this is what I do mean. The month of December is about defense. And if you got a good defense, you'll see it in December. What you see all before December is offense. But those teams who are real serious, you'll see those teams defensively in December.
There's no doubt about it. The game changes.
It changes.
It slows down.
Yes.
But when you put a guy.
So all that scoring we're seeing with the Rams, all that stuff, yeah, that's great. But the teams that are going to have the best chance to get to a Super Bowl are the teams that are going to have to make some defensive stops. Did you find him, Horvat?
May have leaped into the washroom or something like that.
So you can't find him?
No, I can't find him. Maybe throw him on hold, and he should be back.
Probably went to the post office.
Walmart?
Well, I just feel like if you got 20 and 26 all year, we're a little bit better, obviously. But, you know, 28, young – off the street. We got off the street guys.
We got a lot
that I think are making plays.
What about that Breland, Steve? You like that Breland kid? Oh, well, hold up. Wait a minute. Here he comes.
Just leap back into the studio.
Just leap back in. That's what he does. I mean, he's getting ready to score a touchdown. Leroy, you getting ready to pick that off, bro? My boy CJ got a question for you.
CJ, repeat the question.
Go ahead, CJ. Yeah, so I was getting some free coffee.
Well, Leroy, this call was directed to you. And yeah. I always look at the roster come Labor Day, and I look at the defensive backs.
How about that, Roy?
First of all, 21, 33, 41, and 36, that's the gold standard for me.
Me too.
And I just want your opinion on the development of the guys we got back there. And, you know, that's without Kevin King. And you know, there's optimism with the arm talent in the NFL. But when the game slows down and you're not allowed to put your hand on the tight end's hip, or just feel for a little bit, and then all of a sudden 5 yards, flag. How do you guys keep that together? How do you keep it together?
All right, thanks, CJ. He gone now.
Yeah, I think thanks for the phone call. Yeah. This is
waiting
very,
a long time for
very
that.
Refreshing because that is an issue now because if you look at it, and he's right, if you look at it, points are up, touchdowns are up, everything is all offense, offense, offense. They're off the charts. So when you see a game like Chicago and the Rams, you're bored to death. But I love it. Me and the Carter love it. We like to see pick sixes, and we like to see the development of Alexander. He didn't have great coverage all the time, but the kid had the swagger, and he'll challenge you.
Swagger.
I just didn't like that, you know, when you play Julio Jones, you're off him 25, 30 yards the whole game. Mix it up a little bit. The kid's just outstanding receiver. Matter of fact, the only one in NFL history for five straight years, 1,400 yards. But again, they got to retool the whole secondary. I mean, Kevin King is supposed to be a great player, but you can't count on him. But I think you could build around Alexander. I really can. And the pick six by Breland, that was film study. You got Hooper out there. They're tight end. They got him split out. And he's never backpedaled. He sat on the route because he only runs one or two routes. He's a tight end. He's not going to run a slant and go. So you believe what you see, pick it off, and you're going back to have that thing back in the end zone.
You know what
That's
I felt
amazing.
Like? When you answer that question, Justin, you know what I felt like?
Hmm.
I felt like doing the five questions.
I got to do that tonight with Tom.
Oh, the five questions and X's and O's.
Yeah, that's what I felt like just
then.
That
Leroy Butler does with Tom Silverstein.
I felt like the five questions just
at
then.
At PackersNews.com.
Yeah.
And JSOnline.com.
Yeah, we're doing it tonight at Pottawatomie. You can swing down there at the 5 o'clock.
Swing down.
Oh, you can watch it live?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
And you're doing the video breakdown and everything in front of everybody? You got the telestrator out?
Yeah.
How about that?
I felt like just then.
How about that?
On PackersNews.com. We have a lot of fun with it. And we've been talking about things like that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tear this whole roster up.
What?
Because people think that Prince Amukamura, he's been around for a while.
Forever.
How many long he been there?
With the Giants.
Well, he's been in Chicago, I think this is
137 years.
I think this is his third year, fourth year in Chicago.
Yeah, well, he started out with the Giants, right?
Yeah. But people think y'all went out and got him. I mean,
nobody was looking for him when the Bears signed him.
No.
You get there.
They thought his career was over.
And then real quick, I'm going to tie this together. Now, you don't make Nagy keep the defensive coordinator, you say interview him, talk to him. So the next coach that come in, you put the film on with Cal Fackrell and Alexander and some of these guys and say, hey, man, listen, Kenny Clark, you got something to work with here. The new coach, just I'm not telling you to keep Pettit, but talk to him.
Keep Pettit.
Just talk to him and see can he keep this thing going, because I feel like I can fix the offense. But if you don't like him in the interview, he come off the wrong way, hey, look, go get you another defensive coordinator. But the defensive backs are very important, and it's scary to see the numbers that are going up with points. You know, the offense having minutes, everything is just up. The defense is just non-existent, especially in college. It's just everybody 55 points every week during the season. So defense has got to come back one day.
Leroy,
I think it'll be led by the DBs.
Leroy said he enjoyed last night's defensive battle between the Bears and the Rams.
I really did.
I did too, for obvious reasons.
Of course I did.
Sparky, Gary, did you guys is that fun football to you? Because we asked a couple weeks ago after Rams
awesome.
And Chiefs if that was the brand of football that you like.
54-51.
Last night was kind of the opposite of that. Did you guys enjoy that? Were you entertained?
Right.
Well, I was entertained from the aspect of those two really good football teams, I guess, at this point. But Trubisky was so horrible.
I mean, both quarterbacks
so
were
bad. Yeah, they're
both
were very good either.
Golf. They both were bad.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So, no, it wasn't pretty.
So you didn't enjoy it? That wasn't an entertaining brand of football to you?
We had it on while I was doing the postgame show after the Bucks beat the Raptors. We had the first half
By
year.
The way, nice win. I mean, the first time they beat them, it was no Giannis, no Kawhi, but that's a nice one
last night. I can't explain it, though. You go there and just lay an egg in New York. The Knicks are terrible, and you bench Middleton, then you come back and beat a first place team.
That's why.
And that's the thing. You beat who you beat. Yeah, you are who you are. That was a big win. I don't care who they have there or not. I don't care about that.
Rob, I hope they'll never play with you. You like that analysis?
Like which analysis? You beat who you beat?
You beat who you beat.
You are who you are.
Yes.
It is what it is.
That's on point.
That's
just
right.
Nail meathead. Yeah.
That's some five questions right there, boy. That's what you get, Steve.
You gotta find that everywhere.
You can only get that at Pottawatomie tonight. What time are you guys taping? You gonna get the telescrator out for that part of the lesson?
I'm gonna have to.
It's a PowerPoint presentation. It says you beat who you beat.
That's right.
You is who you is.
That's
okay.
Trademark. Right.
How about this one? You play who's on your schedule.
That's another one.
That's not obvious.
You know, it is obvious. If you're looking for a great deal on jewelry, head on over to the
Jewelry
Center.
You know, I oftentimes talk about Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, about the parking there, because it's storefront parking.
Storefront parking, yeah.
I mean, like, if you want to go lose weight, I get that. You want to go mall walking. I mean, you could go do that, too, but.
Sparky, you still mall walking?
Yeah.
We just talked about morning. All day.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you'll get run over by some of those seniors, though.
Yeah, they're in there.
Yeah, they mall.
But my good friends over at the Jewelry Center, Clemens, they got that storefront parking. I mean, you walk out of your car, you walk. Here's what they got for you now to make it easy for you. Right now. ShopTJC.com.
From your desk.
Roy, I'm on it right now, Roy.
From your cell phone.
I'm on it right now. If you're at work, if you got your phone in your hand, shoptjc.com right now. They have this.
Stop being productive. Just go to shoptjc.com.
Yeah, they have
it. It's more important than whatever you're doing at work
right
now.
But, Robin, here's what they do. It's interactive now.
Oh, snap.
You can buy what you want online right now, and the people will talk to you, and they'll guide you where you should go.
Talk to you?
Yes. On your computer.
The guys from the Jewelry Center?
Yes. ShopTJC.com. Live chat.
Can't beat it.
You don't got to move.
No other place.
Order it right now. Send it right to you. ShopTJC.com. I'm on right now, and you can choose the locations. They got three locations. 76
and
Layton.
Layton Plaza. Yep.
Brookfield. Blue Mile Road. Mm-hmm. Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor.
Yes, sir.
Where the rich people live in Brookfield.
And then the new location.
Burlington, Wisconsin. They got three locations. You can choose from either one of those locations.
Either one.
At shoptjc.com
and
right now.
And your Leap watches that you order will be in December 15th, this Saturday.
Nice.
From 12 to 2, the ones who pre-ordered it. We got quite a few people, but swing by. We got a lot of great deals. Just that day, because it's customer appreciation weekend at the Jewelry Center. Yeah. So Dean is going to give back all the money he's made off of you guys. He's going to give all these deals away. But you have to be there, though.
Well, now, he ain't asked me to say that. I won't go on record right now. He ain't told me nothing that he's going to get nothing away. I ain't trying to get in trouble.
Well, he ain't getting nothing. Well, he giving you a discount.
Okay, yeah, discount.
Yeah, he ain't giving
you
no free
jerk. You said giveaway. I don't want to be in line, talk about nut. Play the tape back, hard back.
Hey, D, this is Leroy. Make that clear. And I said you're going to give people a discount. We're not giving it
I still don't know who this Horbat is. I'm still wondering.
You don't know who Horbat?
Hey, real quick. Go ahead.
Fun of New Balance there.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah.
You know that's Kawhi Leonard's shoe deal?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just checking.
They're the classic. They're and my dad.
They pitch Embiid. They pitch Gordon Hayward. They pitch
They're trying to make a move at a younger demographic, yeah. But they're known as the old people sneaker.
The Air 62s.
Yeah.
Their last big name player before Kawhi Leonard was James Worthy.
What brand is on?
New Balance.
Because I ain't wearing nothing with no N on my shoe.
They're about K-Swiss, though, man.
You
never know where an endorsement's coming, Leroy.
How about you don't? You know, they give money, you'll do it. You don't know.
You'll be talking about New Balance tomorrow.
Different story.
Leroy. I put it on my forehead. Leroy. Give me some money.
Did your coach at Robbie Lee, did he wear them spot builds? You ever seen spot builds?
I got some in my rookie pitcher.
Spot builds?
I got a rookie pitcher with spot builds. I'm telling you. A rookie pitch in black and white. The Packers too cheap to do color.
Man, you guys are old.
You ever had those? You seen them spot builds before?
I don't even know what that is.
I first ever seen my coach used to wear them.
I really don't.
They were black coaching shoes.
There you go.
Spot build, cuz. my coach, Willie Thomas, had a pair of black ones, spot builds. Sold by this thick coaching shoes. Shined up all the time, cuz.
Socks pull all the way up to his knees.
Leroy, you know they were all the way up now.
With the ace bandages.
Come on, cuz.
All
right. Did I show you my picture of my socks pulled all the way up to the top? White.
With stripes on them or no?
Red and white stripes up to the top.
Got the milkman.
You wore yours like that too?
Yes. Yeah.
You did in high school?
Like, no, not in high school. When I was a kid growing up in the 80s, like a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
I had the high socks with like
the three stripes.
The three stripes around the
back.
That's how you got caught. They said it's the kid with the three stripes on the socks.
That's joking right there.
Yeah, you just broke
it's an Aurora Sports Health Greedy Gold Monday here on the Wendy's Big Show. The only place where you can talk about that win over the Falcons with two former Packers at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan, and I promise we will get back to the
New
Packers.
New Balance, give me a call.
Right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good afternoon from the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath, Master Z's Waukesha, your holiday shopping headquarters. Is your rec room ready for the holidays? Let Master Z's make it fun and memorable for the entire family online at MasterZs.com. First on the Fan, the Packers look ahead to their Week 15 matchup at Soldier Field with the Bears following their 34-20 win over the Falcons on Sunday afternoon. Today, interim head coach Joe Philbin took the podium where he talked about the impressive Bears defense.
Yeah, don't quote me, but I mean, they have, 33 takeaways, 34, something like that. They lead the league by a pretty good amount. So, I mean, they're really good at taking the ball away. That really helps, again, the overall big picture of winning and losing football games. They're very well coached.
Packers now 5-7-1 on the season. That game next Sunday, kickoff at noon from Soldier Field. You can hear more about that tonight, 6 p.m. on The Fan when Bill Michaels welcomes kicker Mason Crosby to the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Monday Night Football coming up tonight. The 7-5 Seahawks host the 6-5-1 Vikings. Huge playoff implications there. NFL news, the Oakland Raiders fire general manager Reggie McKenzie, effective immediately. Bucks back in action tonight following a 104-99 win over the Raptors last night in Toronto. They host the Cavs and their former teammate Matthew Dellavedova at 7 p.m. from the Fizer Forum after the final buzzer. Tune into the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Also on tap tonight here on The Fan, 7 p.m., join Tim Allen, Bill Babytow Schmidt on the second edition of the Hot Stove Weekly Show. They welcome Brewers insider Adam McKelvey live from Vegas. More Major League Baseball news, the Mets hire former Cubs hitting coach Chili Davis. The update brought to you by Tally's Tap and Eatery in Waukesha. Great homemade meals serving up 65-cent wings on Mondays, plus $3 premium tap beers. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Follow them on Facebook. I'm Ryan Horvath.
Julio Jones in the slot now for the Falcons. Blitz coming. Ryan going the other way. It's intercepted, and it's going to be a touchdown. Bashaud Breeland, a pick six.
That highlight
courtesy of the NFL on Fox. It is time to recap our green and gold best defense before we get back to your calls at 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Talk to two former Packers on an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday about that win over the Falcons. But every football Friday, we give you our keys for the Packers D to get a win in that weekend's game. And on Friday, Gary said get two interceptions. They only had the one interception, but there was a couple of fumbles recovered by the Green Bay Packers, or actually just the one fumble recovered by the Green Bay Packers. And that was that weird play. Was it, who was the receiver that was in motion and the snap went right off his leg? Mohamed Sanu was in motion. Yeah. The snap went right off his leg and Packers were able to fall on that one. So they had two turnovers, not the two interceptions Gary was looking for.
The one big one, right? Pick six. It doesn't get any better than that.
And Sparky said hold them under 100 yards rushing, and I'm assuming you meant total, Sparky?
Correct.
Okay, they had 107, so they got just over that mark.
That's 100.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's 100 plus
semantics.
7.
Rummy, so,
you know how Rummy is, man.
Well, he's telling the truth, but
I could just say
Sparky was right. Let the people look at
it. No, Sparky, they didn't actually do what Sparky said they needed to do, and they didn't do what Gary said they needed to do.
Well, but people just spin yet, it, man, but
yet they won.
They're talking about
making
some
look
yards,
good,
man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. 414-799-1250. Now he's staring at me like he wants to fight me.
You need to get some of that tissue paper, boy.
What tissue paper?
On your nose.
Oh, yeah. No, I use toilet paper.
That's why I bleed.
I know, man. I know.
But this radio, no one sees it.
Exactly. Thank you, Leroy.
Well, I got to look at it because it's on my side. If Steve don't have to see it.
Well, why are you watching that?
Do you want me
close?
To put a Band-Aid over my face? Do you want me to just wear a mask? What exactly do you want me
to
do?
No, you remember that picture he sent me? He said, why I'm looking so close? Why are you looking so close?
Thank you. But why were you looking so close at
that?
Yeah, there was no reason to blow that up, Laura. None at all. None at all.
Okay, let me just go to the Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're next up at 105.7 FM The Fan. Alex, what you got, man? How'd you see the game, man? Alex. West Alex.
Alex?
Alex.
Hey.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey.
Hey.
What's
up, Alex? You got me.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man? I made a prediction on the big show.
What you make?
This was the Friday right before we played the Rams.
Yeah.
And we were making our predictions on the road, what we thought the record would be. And I predicted we would go 3-2. I was optimistic, but I had a little caveat at the end. I said if the Packers, worst case scenario, go 1-4, which I thought would statistically eliminate us from the playoffs, that the Packers would fire McCarthy and put Philbin as the head coach. So I just kind of want to call.
Well, you were right.
Credit.
You were right.
I want my credit.
You were right.
But
you're right.
It doesn't really make me happy to be right. You know, sometimes being right.
Oh, but right is right. It feels good to be right. So you're right.
And my thoughts on the game yesterday was, to take it a step further, why would they fire McCarthy in the middle of the season? I thought they would maybe do that because that gives them a little cover to start tanking.
Oh, like, my God. You had a good call until you went there.
If you were really – because that would mean then Goody and Murphy
Goody.
Behind closed doors are saying, all right, let's blow this up now that we're out of the playoffs, McCarthy's out. So when Philbin threw those two challenges right away,
yeah.
I said, oh, my Lord.
It's oh, my Lord.
This is tanking. And I thought I was watching them tank. So it was really, really good to see them win because I don't want to see my team tank. You know?
No, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Hey, thanks for the phone call.
As long as they got a uniform on, it won't be no tanking.
Tanking
is only in the NBA.
Leroy.
And baseball.
We got to get to that article. Bob McGinn, what is it?
BobMcGinnFootball.com.
Oh, man.
Scathing.
Lord have mercy.
It was scathing. I don't know what that means.
And Bob joins us tomorrow at 2:48.
It was circulating in the press box yesterday.
Yeah. I bet they would not like
Everybody was talking about that article.
Bob McGinn's article?
Yeah.
The one Leroy sent to me?
Yeah.
Is that the one
they were
sending to you?
Is that the one you sent to me?
Yeah. Yeah,
I skimmed it. I haven't had a chance
to. You need to get down in there.
It's yeah,
long. Take your time.
Dig deep.
Yeah, dig deep.
I don't mind a good long article if it's well done.
Talking about that.
Well, you can do it when you go in the
bathroom.
You
don't take my. You don't take your phone with you in the bathroom. I'm not doing this with
people again. That's when they got that antiseptic wash, man.
Unless, like,
Your mouth be open in the bathroom. It's different.
No, I keep my mouth closed.
You don't realize.
You're lying.
Yes, I do. No,
you're
I
lying, dude.
I swear.
You're a total mouth breather, dude.
That.
You're
he
a dime.
I never thought about that.
You're a total mouth breather, dude. Don't even try
I'm
it.
Telling you. I close
you
my
are
mouth.
A total
you don't keep your mouth,
mouth
shut
breather.
Down.
Yes,
never.
I do.
Never.
I'm telling you, I do.
I'm an ass boo-boo.
Oh, how would she know? She's not in there. Because
she's been peeping in on you. I told her to.
That's gross. Why does this show keep your girl, going to let me these ask weird
you,
places?
Your girl had walked in, had just walked in on you while you pooped?
Of course. No. She was in the shower.
No, man.
She don't?
No.
That's off limits.
Yes.
Steve?
She was in the shower, man.
Because you poop all the time, from what
yeah,
I understand.
Nobody's in that bathroom when I'm in there.
I mean, they'll just walk
in. Not allowed
Jackson
in there.
Walk
nobody.
In there. Finn don't
no,
come in.
Absolutely not.
I don't
my dog
that.
Has a problem.
That's disgusting.
If I don't lock the door or close the door all the way,
she's just checking on you.
She busts right in there, cousin. She yeah. sit up and then she'll lay down right
well,
there.
Well, the dog, that's a dog. I'm not going to try and get inside the mind of
well,
a dog.
You need
does
a
your
foot...
dog come in while you're pooping?
He has.
Yeah. My dog.
But well, you I need a foot prop so your feet don't go numb.
I don't get couples who do that in front of each other, man. Yeah. Like one is using
to
the death, shower, or one is brushing their teeth,
part.
And the other one is.
To death do us part.
No, bro. Man, let's.
Your girl don't walk in while you're taking a shower?
I mean, she might walk in. She's not going to walk in and use the bathroom.
Like, she'll go pee while you use the...
Yeah,
think,
she does. She flushes
I think
in
once,
your shower
maybe,
turns
when
cold.
It was an emergency.
Allegedly.
But number two, I mean, never, why would you do that in front of the person who you want to be
I'm
romantic with later? No, I'm not...
you love everything about her, not just certain
not that.
You seen that movie Shallow Hal?
Yeah, no, not that. Why that's do we keep good. Going down these weird roads on
a
Green
big
Gold
show.
Monday? It is the Wendy's Big
you
Show.
Want me to get you phone call?
Well, first we got to take
we're
a break.
We're happy because the Packers won.
And then we'll get back to your phone calls. I'm going to push back Joe Philbin till later in the show because we got lots of folks on hold and we keep talking about stupid crap on the Wendy's Big Show on an Aurora Sports Health. Green and Gold Monday, literally, yes. But first, the latest from Green Bay from our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens.
Now, a Green and Gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers beat the Falcons in the cold, 34-20 here at Lambeau Field, paid attendance over 77,000. Aaron Rodgers says the difference in the Packers' offense was changing personnel groupings. An impressive drive came in the third quarter when Packers running back Aaron Jones had gains of 15, 14, then 29 yards for a touchdown to go up 34-7.
In my head, I was like, they won't be expecting this back-to-back screen calls. Nobody runs back-to-back screens. And I seen that the backers were just sitting in the hole, had me man, and Justin was in front of him. So I was like, I'm just going to release right now. And A-Rod got it to me, and it was easy after that. Follow those big guys.
On defense, in the first half, the Packers took advantage of a Falcons muffed kickoff return as Green Bay defensive back Bashard Breeland picked off a Matt Ryan pass intended for tight end Austin Hooper and returned it 22 yards for a touchdown.
I mean, it was a tight end, so you know what I'm saying? It was kind of slow for me to read. Like, I read his stem, and I kind of kept my eyes on Matt Ryan. And when I saw him release the ball, I just jumped it.
Matt Ryan, who was the league's MVP and played in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago, struggled after a strong opening drive.
To come away with a touchdown on the road is the way you want to start. And then the second drive, I was trying to pull the ball back, and it slipped out of my hand and went backwards. So it's a mistake you can't make, cost us points, and certainly, you know, put our kicking unit in a tough spot there.
Up next, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago as the team moves on from a week where Mike McCarthy and linebackers coach Winston Moss were both fired after nearly 13 seasons. Clay Matthews.
It was a good game today. I mean, it was really what it came down to. I thought we made our plays when we needed to and got a big win and you know, especially with all that happened this week, it was good to finally, you know, have a game to play and something to put all our effort towards, and you know, came out with a big win. So hopefully we can carry that forward to Chicago next week.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com.
Back to your calls on a football, no, not a football Friday, in Aurora Sports Health, Green and Gold Monday.
You've been
here
out for a while. That's
on
right.
The Wendy's Big Show in just a minute. 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan, with your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns about your Packers, who are two former Packers after a win over the Falcons. But first, let's find out who on the Wendy's Big Show knows fantasy football. Every Friday, we make our picks to click for that weekend in fantasy football. Points are awarded to those players on a standard PPR basis. Quarterbacks getting 6 points for a touchdown. First place finisher for the week gets 10 points in the season standing. Second place, 8. Third place, 6. And so on and so forth down the line. In week 14, I finished in last place with Drew Brees and 16.94 points. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and
veteran Aaron Rodgers netted 24.24 points and a fourth-place finish. Our listener, Brandon, he selected Patrick Mahomes because Brandon is smart. He got him 25.78 points, and that is a third-place finish. Leroy Butler, second place with Christian McCaffrey and 28.1 points. And Gary Ellerson, his first-place finish of the season was Saquon Barkley, 29.7 points.
We should not give
in
him
week
that,
14.
Because he texts me and he misspells Saquon.
Well, who knows how to spell that for him and his mama?
And his mama, yeah. So the season standings now read as follows. Leroy Butler, way, way in the back with 62
just
points.
Give me that Barkley kid, cuz.
Sparky in fourth place with 80 points. Our listeners dropped to third place with 86 points. Gary leaps
to last place.
Into second with 90. I already said you're in last place.
Say it again.
By a wide margin. Gary is in second place with 90 points.
Yeah, hey, I put a Hall of Famer last.
And I sit atop the standings with 102 points. That is the Big Show knows fantasy football.
We're going to all team up on Rami so he doesn't win.
Good luck with that. Let's get back to those phones.
Let's go out to Mac and Zach time. Mac, you're up next to 105.7 FM The Fan. Mike, what you got, man?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the identity of the Packers. And
well, they don't have one, Mike.
Well, with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, what it should be is Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball and a complimentary running game to go with it. And I think we saw some of that yesterday, and that's what me had it excited about yesterday's game. It's like, okay, this is the direction we want to go in. And I felt like, okay, maybe, you know, going forward, though, they're going to need to add some talent at wide receiver and tight end to really, you know, play that way. And if they can play that way with Aaron throwing the ball, a good complimentary running game, and put, you know, and as you've talked about a lot on Big Show, if they can score points and then that defense can play with a lead, and you don't have to have a, you know, a top five, top ten defense to win the Super Bowl.
No, you're right about that. Mike, you're calling from Sacramento. Do you live there?
I do.
And so you listen to the Big Show every day. How'd you hear about us?
Oh, I've been mainly I listen. I don't listen to the show live. I'll listen to the on demand audio or
nice.
the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But on occasion, I'll tune in live.
How'd you catch us live today? Then you were home from work or what?
Radio.com.
I'm a man of a gentleman of leisure.
Hey, that's my
distinguished
kind of
leisure.
Hey, you got the smoker jacket on too, cuz?
And a bottle pipe of bourbon.
Hey,
with no smoke.
He knows.
A pipe with no smoke.
You do cigars too, Mike, or no?
On occasion, you bet. When I get together with the buddies and we're having a cocktail or two, cigars.
Like what's your favorite bourbon, Mike? What's your favorite bourbon? Do you have one?
Well, I do. I like the Wild Turkey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wild Turkey. Like that stuff will take hair off your chest, won't it?
Yeah, they got
hair on it.
Did you see the new Wild Turkey they got now?
Leroy, so I could maybe stand to lose a little bit.
Yeah, I got a lot too. I'm with you too.
All right.
Mike, and what was your Packer question, Mike? I'm sorry, did I hang up on Mike?
No, he said he needs some more talent.
No, I'm still here. So, you know, I'm just wondering about the off season and
off-season.
Where they need to go with the receiver position.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike.
And see, here's the thing about all these what you need. You're just basically saying that Aaron's on the other side of his career. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If he's the Hall of Fame quarterback, and the most accurate quarterback and highest rating ever. You don't say all that. All that what you need. All
what
that
you
this,
need.
This. You get players and you just fill in and you make them players better. And that's what Brady's been doing. I mean, they try to get him talent every now and then, but hey, man, I ain't never seen him out there lobbying for we got to do. Matter of fact, I ain't never seen Aaron lobbying and say he need all this kind of. He just makes it work. So I'm not going to go ahead and say what all they need, but I know they need a lot on the defense. I want to
get – would you say they need more defensive help than they need offense?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. I want to be like Chicago.
I know somebody who doesn't mind
telling
you what they need. Sparky, what do the Packers need?
I think the Packers
– there you go.
Need a lot of help.
I agree with him.
I mean, specifically, what do they need going into the offseason?
They need a right side of the offensive line.
Joe do.
They need a tight end or two or three.
Two or three.
They got Tonyan, so they need a couple more.
Okay, two tight ends.
They need a real tight end.
They need some safeties.
They need somebody just like Greg Kittle, and that's what Tonyan can do. Greg Kittle, truth.
George Kittle?
Come on, Steve. Yeah, him too.
I don't know. Is Greg Kittle a guy too?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Oh, he played for maybe he's available for the Packers.
Come on, Steve.
Two safeties, at least a couple of safeties. I know there are a lot of people speculating Josh Jackson ends up at safety. I'd still like to get a couple safeties.
Well, a guy that played a position.
Right, correct. And I'd also like new linebackers outside of Blake Martinez. Other than that, I think they're okay.
Other than that, just those secret hero
will be back next year. The secret agent, Jake Ryan, he'll be back.
I'm doing that for me.
But Morrison may come back. He's real physical.
Don't do nothing for me, Steve.
If what you need is a nice new car, Gary Ellerson's got the guys for you.
Yeah, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas.
That's them.
Part of the International Autos Group. Howie 100 and Arthur Avenue. Listen, guys, we're not in love with anyone, Carter. We don't want to sell it. I'm just going to tell y'all that right now. We into selling cars. Moving iron, guys. Moving iron. We need to move cars. We need to sell them. Any new car, any used car, right now on our lot, you're going to get a great, great deal for it. Go see my good friend Dan Richards right now today at Hyundai West Dallas on Howie 100 and Arthur Avenue. If you want the great, great, best deal, you've got to tell them that Gary Ellis and the guys from the Big Show sent you over there, and you're going to get the best deals possible, and make sure you ask for Dan Richards. Walk in the door, where's Dan Richards? I'm buying a car, and I want the best deals, and the guys from the Big Show told me.
Yell it just like that now. Go in there and just
they have to yell it just like that?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Just scream across the showroom.
That's when you get the best deal, because you're going to get some attention. I like walking to a car show, car room,
and announcing
like that,
your presence,
like I'm crazy.
They give you a good deal just to get you out.
Cause you know that. I
had no idea.
Oh yeah,
get him out of here,
Rob. I hate to say this. Go in one of the Mercedes Benz dealership and just start screaming and hollering and see what happens. Right?
Don't do that. If you're listening, please don't do that.
You know they're part of the international.
Bet you get $10,000.
Do not do that. I don't want any of our listeners getting arrested or escorted out of a dealership because they took Gary Ellerson's advice.
Well, if you do film it, so we can put it on WorldStar.
Should they walk in and scream, "Gary Ellerson sent me"?
Just say, "Give me a credit app."
Yeah,
let me run credit out first, then scream. Yeah.
All right.
Just say one of the black dudes on the Big Show.
Then we know.
Then
we know. You got that 700-800 credit rating, right, Leroy? We good. Right. No.
Just go over there and rationally, like a civilized person, work out buying a car with the good folks over at Hyundai West Dallas International Autos. That's my advice to you. Yeah. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, more of your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns about the Packers.
Can you answer my question after this break, man?
Leroy keeps asking me to answer his question of, if a kid knows what he's getting for Christmas, why do you bother wrapping it, or should you bother wrapping it?
Yeah.
I'll answer before we get out of here at 6.
Oh, great.
I want to hear more about the Packers from our listeners at 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan on Aurora Sports Health. Green and Gold Monday right here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan, WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, a radio.com station. Sports Flag.